Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Dr. Henderson Carter, Senior Lecturer in History in the Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 5, 1959, hundreds of curious onlookers flooded the Crane Beach, not for an excursion, but to witness the unexpected arrival of the gondola of the Small World balloon. On December 12, 1958, four persons, Arnold Elliott, his son Timothy, wireless operator, and Colin and Rosemary Moody, set out from Tenerife in the Canary Islands in a balloon, hoping to make the Atlantic crossing of over 3,000 miles. The balloon was airborne for about 1,200 miles of the journey before problems set in, forcing it to the water. The trip, sponsored by the Daily Mail, was in danger. Contact was lost, and a frantic search ensued for the crew, with predictions that the balloon would land in the Venezuela forest. Two Barbadian fishermen, the Costa Braffet and his son Chesterfield, spotted the gondola as it floated off the waters of Crane Beach and agreed to tow the craft through the reefs at Crane for $50. The Barbados Advocate reported that as the news of the rescue spread, hundreds of persons descended on the beach, including Lady Arundel, wife of the governor of Barbados, who discarded her shoes and waded knee-deep in the surf and skipped lively about the beach, taking shots of the crew and gondola and the large crowd that greeted them. The crew, feeling happy to be alive, received a great measure of Barbadian hospitality. They received a free meal at Crane Hotel, traveled by motorcade through Bridgetown and its suburbs, was invited to parties at Government House and St. Lawrence Hotel, and received the Freedom of the City Award from E.D. Motley, church warden for St. Michael. As for their craft, this was towed to Bridgetown and later put on display at the Queen's Park Steel Shed for a one-week public viewing. When the crew left for New York after about 2 weeks in Barbados, they were given a rousing send-off, with hundreds of persons turning up at Sewell Airport to wish them farewell. But it all started when the crew were brought ashore this day, January 5th, 1959.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.